College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Been a tough week weather-wise, to say the least. And joining us is Susan Lucas, spokesperson and project manager with City Parks and Special Events. Talk about warming centers that have been open all week. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Happy Friday.
You too, and thank you and the team for putting these warming places for people to go. It's been a great challenge, and it's been 10 years since it's been this cold in Pittsburgh, as you know.
Yes, this week was especially challenging for us, trying to make sure that we were providing accommodations just to serve and help the people of Pittsburgh. But with the extreme temperatures we had earlier in the week, and of course, with the forecast predicting it, we were able to mobilize early. And with this past week's low temperatures, we also had public safety and our emergency management team working closely with us as conditions at night worsened, if people needed places to go. So it was really a group and team effort, and wound up everything worked out well. We were able to accommodate folks from the freezing cold, and looking at the future forecast, we should have some reprieve and a little bit warmer weather, more back to normal.
Yeah, thank goodness. Susan, I'm curious. I noted that the warming centers around the city, at the Healthy Active Living Centers, would close at 8 o'clock at night, but on a night when you've got temperatures at or below zero, people still have a place to go. How do you manage that? What happens?
So, actually, for this week, with it being so cold, we were able to extend our hours to 10 p.m. in the evening. And we worked closely with the county as well as some other services provided for anybody maybe experiencing homelessness. And we had a few folks that we were able to accommodate helping out with through the Northside Partnership, where we were able to get some folks to the Northside that had an emergency shelter that was only open in the evenings at 7 p.m. So that, again, that whole combined community effort really makes this work. Additionally, Second Avenue Commons was over capacity, so we were able to allow them to bring folks over to our Brighton Heights Center during the day. And then from there, through the Northside Partnership, they were picked up and taken to emergency overnight shelters.
How many shelters in total does the city provide for warming centers?
For warming centers, we typically provide six located throughout the city, in Beachview, Brighton Heights on the north side, Greenfield, Homewood, Sheridan, and south side.
And at what temperatures do you trigger opening the warming centers?
Our warming centers typically trigger an opening when the forecasted high temperature for the day is going to be 20 degrees or lower.
I got you. Well, appreciate the work you do, Susan. Thank you. Stay warm. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Susan Lucas, spokesperson, project manager with City Parks and Special Events.
So they've got one more 24-hour period of awful weather to deal with, a high of 23 today and a low of 8 tonight before we finally get above freezing on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and not a moment too soon, right?
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted when they are open. In the meantime, wanted to mention Jack Bogut, had lunch with him, and we were talking about in April, he's going to be recognized by the Pennsylvania Broadcasting as the lifetime achievement, you know, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and the last time you've told me about this, and I'll repeat it, you know, what took him so long?
Right. Jack is, he's sharp, man. He's still sharp. And it was such an honor to spend some time with him. So, yeah, Hall of Famer. I want to go out there and do the show that morning when he's going to be inducted. I mean.
And where will this happen?
This will be in Harrisburg.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that.
I would love that.
All right. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, you will not want to miss John Fedko, the Fedko Zone.